This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is intensifying efforts to appeal to his core base of white voters by downplaying the historical legacy of slavery in the United States and blasting efforts to address systemic racism as divisive. Speaking at the National Archives Thursday to commemorate the 233rd anniversary of the signing of the Constitution, Trump denounced Democrats, the media, and others he accused of trying to indoctrinate children and shame their parents.
American parents are not going to accept indoctrination in our schools, cancel culture in our work, or the repression of traditional faith, culture, and values in the public square.
The president did not mention the 246 years of slavery in America, including 89 years it was allowed to continue after the colonies declared independence from England. He also did not acknowledge the ongoing fight against racial injustice and police brutality, which has prompted months of protests this year. Election Day is fewer than 7 weeks away in the United States, and President Donald Trump is facing deep pessimism as he bids for another term. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
His re-election rests at least in part on convincing voters the pandemic is receding, both in words.
I really do believe we're rounding the corner.
And actions, like speaking to tightly packed crowds. The president's been trying to give the impression of a nation moving past the pandemic. But 69% of respondents in an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll say they are at least somewhat concerned about the virus, including about half of Republicans. Just 39% approve of how the president's handling the pandemic. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray on Thursday warned that Russia is interfering in the 2020 U.S. presidential elections with a steady stream of misinformation aimed at Democrat Joe Biden, as well as sapping Americans' confidence in the election process. Speaking to the House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee, Wray said his biggest concern is a steady drumbeat of misinformation that he said he feared could undermine confidence in the result of this year's election.
But we certainly have seen very active efforts by the Russians to influence our election in 2020 through what I would call more the malign foreign influence side of things. Social media, use of proxies, state media, online journals.
The FBI director's testimony follows an August 7th warning by the director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center that Russia, China, and Iran were all trying to interfere in the November 3rd election. Hundreds of migrants on Greece's island of Lesbos finally have a new place to stay. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Wearing masks and white coveralls, police escorted migrants camped out on a roadside to the new site on the island. The notoriously squalid Maria camp burned down last week, leaving more than 12,000 people in need of emergency shelter. Astrid Castellin, head of the UN Refugees Agency office on Lesbos, said it was essential that the migrants were found a new home.
It is a risk for security, for public health, and it's not dignity which we need for everyone.
Most of the migrants made homeless set up makeshift shelters made of sheets, blankets, reeds and cardboard along a stretch of road near the gutted camp. Authorities said the fires had been set deliberately by a small group of inhabitants angered by COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Labor Department reported Thursday that 860,000 workers filed for unemployment compensation last week, a slight improvement from the week before, but an indication the coronavirus pandemic continues to wreak havoc on the American economy. The recent weekly claims figures are well below the 6.9 million record number of claims filed in late March as the coronavirus swept into the United States. But they remain above the highest level before this year in records going back to the 1960s. The U.S. has sanctioned entities and individuals associated with Iran's intelligence and security ministry for allegedly engaging in a malware campaign that targeted Iranian dissidents, journalists, and international companies in the travel sector. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.